Yep, I heard a little beep and now it's recording. So I guess literally, like they said, it's like a phone conversation because it's smart enough to hear that or know that I put it on the ear. Now I'm talking, test, test, 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 right? So this is a test to see if it's going to be smart enough to record where I left off or it's going to cut off where I paused it. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Commando Nando, aka Boy to Death, aka Fernando Chavez. We're just doing a little test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Two people are recording. All right. It gave me a little notification. You don't show up, but it does attack two people recording. So I'm about to click start recording. Let me do a quick intro to bring you in, and then we'll talk normally and naturally, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's your boy Commando Nando coming in live. We're going to test out the application Anchor, see how it works. We have a very special person on, Dianara. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here right now. This is amazing. This is our beginning. This is going to be amazing for us. So I'm hoping that everybody joins us and has a great time, but also gets knowledge on a lot of the stuff that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. We're just dabbling. We're getting our feet wet in this application. I found it. Application is called Anchor. Pretty sure you know about it because you're probably going to listen to it on the app. But we're just getting to know how it works, how the interface works. We're just testing a couple of things out. Because to my understanding, you can also share this to like iTunes and other already established podcast platforms.
I could hear you.
You could hear me?
No, okay. No, I couldn't hear you. Sorry. I couldn't hear what you said. So we're going to have to go back.
How come you couldn't hear what I said, though?
I don't know. I just went woof.
Whoop. Can you hear me now when I talk?
Now I could hear you clearly. Very crisp.
Okay. Then let's keep moving forward. What I was saying was that, you know, we're just getting our feet wet. We don't really know how this application works fully, but we're very excited as well. And we want to learn more about it. So, you know, in the very beginning, we're just going to test out some things. And ultimately, I want to make sure that, because I read or I heard something that with Anchor, once you record something, it automatically publishes it on other platforms, on like iTunes, podcasts, and some other stuff. So I don't know if you know anything about that.
You know, the first thing I want to say is that, of course, we are getting our feet wet with this application. But as soon as I get in it for the long run, this is going to be so cool. I didn't hear quite what you said. And I know what it is now. I just fixed it. It's my headphone, by the way, Fernando.
Oh.
That was not working. But you said about other platforms. Is that correct?
Yeah, I want to know if like, once we record on here on Anchor, is there a way on Anchor that it will automatically publish it on iTunes and other, you know, podcast-specific platforms?
Well, that's what I saw. I think I saw that you have to put it. Remember that it says Facebook, other things that you got to turn on. So I'm pretty sure that there's got to be something that we can do. Maybe we can send them like a text or something, an email to find out.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do that as soon as we disconnect. I'll definitely shoot them message and be like, hey, look, we're new. We're very interested. We're up and coming bloggers, podcasters, content creators in Miami, Florida, and we want to hit the ground running with this, you know. And that's another thing I really want to talk about real quick, and I just really want to take advantage of the recording and the time because I know how busy we both are. One of the most beautiful things about what we do and our talents and stuff like that and why are we doing this and everything is because, and you know, it's not difficult to come up with things, and we want to show people, look, all you have to do is literally do it. Like, just grab this. Look, I'm on my cell phone right now. I'm with a Samsung headphone. We're recording. You're on your cell phone and we're making this happen.
We are making it happen. I love it.
You know, so, you know, whatever it is, whether like it's a sushi restaurant and you want to get your content out there, you know, you should have a maybe not a podcast, but you should be on YouTube showcasing your food and events and stuff like that. And, you know, we just want to show, look, you have something and the internet is your playground. It's a sandbox. Mm-hmm. And you need to be on social medias and you need to be out there showcasing how you're changing your community, how you're changing your world, you know?
Exactly. No, and, you know, what is the thing that is out there right now? And this is something that is, it just kills me from time to time, because a lot of the young upcoming artists that are out there today didn't understand that a lot of older artists have already made their stories, have they already completed their stories, and they're just been, they're the founders for them to go in now and, you know, just take it from them. That's why a lot of people in hip hop, especially, they're saying today just sucks because they don't really know how to even market themselves. They're just doing anything out there, any type of music, any type of production. And we don't realize, or a lot of people don't realize, how much talent, like real talent, there is.
You're right.
I know so many upcoming artists that are underground that would love to just come on board and say, hey, look, you know what, guys, here, put my music on the background, you know, show my idea so people can tell you how it, you know, I want to just see some feet. Go back and make myself even better, or even just leave it as it is. And that's this place right now. You know, we could have one day where we can just bring that on and we can just talk about that. I mean, this is for everybody. And Fernando, you said something really good that I wanted to tell you about. You said about going on and social media. I've always said this ever since I studied marketing as well. The best marketing out there right now is social media. Advertising, hey, you don't even have to pay for advertising anymore. Advertising right now, you can do it anywhere. You can brand yourself anywhere you want for free. And yeah, what better way to do that? So that's exactly what I wanted, you know, to bring out there for you.
Exactly. And I think that that's what we're going to do. And that's the whole point, mm-hmm, of us collaborating together, is we're going to show you how to do it and how easy it is, and how sometimes it's all in our head and we say to ourselves, oh, we don't have $1,000 camera, or we don't have the lighting, or we don't have this. We're not no people. We're yes people. And yeah, we're going to show you, you know, if you have a change of attitude, if you have the key thing here is the passion to do something, then people that are passionate will execute it. They're going to do it. They're not going to find excuses. They're going to find a solution, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're all about. I mean, I'm excited. You don't know how excited I am. You know, I've had so many other experiences with others that I've just been asked to just come on board and just, you know, discuss certain things. But this is ours right now. You know, it feels so good because we can actually take this into any topics that we want. And, yeah, you know, I don't have to sit there just listening to somebody else bring a topic and then me, you know, having to be like, oh, okay, you know. No, this is ours.
Yeah, like you can talk, and hopefully way more than me, because happen. I know I can take the mic and I can rip it, you know. So
we're good. Okay. No, I'm sorry that I had another call, so I didn't know if it was that it went.
Okay. Anyway, you can hear me?
Yeah, it's still recording.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
But I can't hear you off the, I can't hear you on the app. I can hear you off my computer.
On the computer. Oh,
so go back to the Anchor, and let me see if I can hear you on the Anchor.
Okay, it says recording.
Oh, yep, I can hear you from both, so let me mute you off of my computer. Oh. Go, you're live, dale.
Yes. See, this is what I love. I love that we're going to be live and so many things can happen and everybody can be part of it and we don't even care. Just part of it. You know, we're not editing it like that. So this is so cool.
Ain't nobody got time for editing. Come on now. This is 2018. We
like no editing. No editing. So they're going to literally, I mean, if anything, thank God I'm alone in my house. Let me tell you something. They will probably be hearing my little one, or listening to my little one come and tell me, mami, yo tengo hambre. So.
No.
I am so glad.
She should be doing the same thing. Mami, yeah. Papa. I had to close my sliding door because I had some crazy man over there banging on a bathtub because they're repairing.
You see? See, this is what's good about that. You know, they can see that we're real people. You know, they tap into everything. They can speak to us. You know, we can give feedbacks. And let me tell you something. We should just put it out there like this. Everybody's opinion is, you know, it's good. Yes. We don't have to judge anyone. They don't have to judge us. I'm sorry if you don't like something that we say. You know, I'm glad if you do. Say. Actually, you know what? Let me put it out there. You know what, then? Let me say it. Then I'll be real. Then I'll be real. You know what? I'm George Washington Heights, 171st, between Audubon and St. Nicholas comes out.
Yes.
I don't care.
Damn, girl.
I just got to remind everybody, you know, just in case. You know, exactly. You know what? If you don't like it, then I don't care. You know, whatever. I'm going to be real. Thank you for that, Fernando, for, you know, because I just wanted to sound like nice, but, you know, I am nice, but then I say what I feel. So thank you for doing that. That was good. Thank you. Thank you. I don't care what they say.
No problem. No problem. And it's not, just to clarify something, it's not necessarily that I don't care what you say, because what she's saying is feedback. Is vital in any industry, in any business, and even for your own self-growth, right? Let's say you don't have a business, but you want to improve yourself, you need feedback, you know?
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we could all take it in. We could all take it in. I mean, but, you know, in reality, I'm going to go home and be like, this is what I want to say and what I want to do. And you know what? That's their stuff. If they don't like it, well, then... You know, and let me tell you something. I just noticed something today, again, that is stupid for me to say that only, but it's just today's like really hit me that people get famous from stupidity. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like they get famous just for saying the most idiot thing. So, you know, if somebody's going to come on board and just say something, you know, like an idiot just because they want to get famous, hey, you know what? What can I say? What can I say? Because I've seen it everywhere, and I'm listening to like radio stations and seeing on TV that, wow, some people say the just the dumbest thing, and then you see them all over social media, and they're getting all the likes, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, so, you know, maybe that will happen to us.
Yeah, I mean, big disclaimer, we're not going to do stupid shit, but we are going to do stupid shit.
Maybe it will happen.
Yeah, we're going to do, like, silly things, but we're not going to disrespect, like, cultures.
No.
Anybody. We're not going to do stupid stunts, like light up a mattress on fire or anything like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Or the Tide Pods? Like, seriously? No, I'm not going to eat that. I get hungry, but I would not eat that. You know? No, heck no. No Tide Pods in my system.
So the bugs that I bought and all the other weird stuff that I bought for, because, you know, you said to come up with ideas, I should return them then. Is that what you're saying?
You should what ideas? What'd you say?
No, what I was saying is I was thinking of ideas for, like, shows, future shows and stuff like that. And I was just joking around saying, oh, do you want me to return the bugs and all the things you eat?
Oh my God. Well, if that's another time, let me tell you about that topic. So my young one, my 9-year-old, you know, she recorded a YouTube video the day before yesterday. That's I'm like, I was so, but now she's having me go and buy her. And by the way, they're like $27. And apparently they're gummy bears challenge that is happening out there, where all these gummy bears or whatever, they have these different flavors, and people are putting themselves on YouTube, and they're, you know, they're making a challenge about who can eat. And I'm like, what? And just so you know, this big, long ass gummy thing that looks like a worm. And I'm not talking about just the big, I'm talking about a huge, called $30. Okay. Yeah. And they're supposed to like sit. Yeah. And I'm like, how much one? Away? Oh, a lot. Let me tell you, I have the paper there that she left me, because she left me, by the way, she left me a list of the ones that she wanted, and then she broke it down to the first three that I could probably afford, she says. Mom, you can probably buy these three first, because I know they're expensive. So the other three that I have, you can buy it another day. But at least let me have these three so I can do a challenge. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I just want to add something real quick, that's awesome. Like, look, there's a lesson here. How old is your daughter that's making the YouTube videos?
You are sounding, I think we're going to have to take the zoom out, because you're sounding double.
I sound double?
Huh?
Yeah, Yeah, let me close the Zoom then. I'm going to exit out the Zoom because we don't need it right now.
Yeah, you're sounding double. I'm sounding double.
Okay, how about now?
Okay.
Okay, I think that helped you too because you were a little bit too loud too.
Now I can hear you very good.
All right, just to let you know, you sound, I think it's your headphones or your reception, but you sound like como a lot of static. I don't know if you're touching something or your mic is rubbing against your shirt or something, but it also sounds like, you know when there's bad reception and it sounds robotic, like.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, let me see. How about now?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we lost her. Well, let me see if I'm still recording on Anchor. Yep, we got 14, almost 15 minutes in. I think we lost her. I think we lost her. So let's take a little break right now. I'm going to click the finish recording button to see if maybe we can get her back online and we can continue recording. One moment.
Clearly. You can hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I think we had too many. I think what happened was since you're doing everything off your cell phones are kind of limited too, you know. So maybe and Anchor is not perfect. It probably said, "Oh, wait, where did you go?" And it was trying to find you and whatever. So
yes.
So I had to stop the recording, obviously, because. But I'm curious to know, which we'll test out. Well, let me click start recording. Hold on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Sorry for the interruption. We had technical difficulties, which we're going to have plenty of those because we don't know yet exactly what we're doing, but we're learning.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now I can hear you perfectly. Now I'm like good. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, actually.
It was my headphones, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was your headphones because you sound way better, by the way. Way better.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm glad now.
So that's
anyway, we were talking the last time that we were talking, we were talking about gummies. So, you know, we left it at that just so that, you know, anybody that was listening in was, you know, wondering. We were talking about the kids with the gummy bears and the challenges with the iPads.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, I want to backtrack real quick. Right before you started talking about your daughter and YouTube and all that, we said that we're not going to be doing, you know, dumb shit. You know, we're not going to be doing dumb shit on this, you know. So, which, by the way, I don't know how the rating system works for Anchor, stuff like that, but we're grown folk, and we're going to curse every now and then. There's a guy on YouTube. I don't know if you know him, but his name is Logan Paul, right? And Logan Paul, pretty much, I don't know if it was because of him. Everybody is saying yes, but YouTube changed their policy for to get paid. Like if you have a certain amount of videos, a certain amount of view time, you have to have a certain limit. And then after that, that's when you can participate in the, I forget what the program is called, but pretty much you get paid per views and because of advertisement and stuff like that. Right. So Did you know about what he did? Logan Paul, did the name ring a bell?
No, not at all.
So let me bring it to you. And then I want your opinion about it. Cause this is freaking crazy. So,
okay.
This guy is probably the YouTube's number one guy, right? He even – YouTube has a YouTube Originals, excuse me, and he has a, you know, a show or a movie. I think it's a movie, right? It's a movie on a YouTube Original. I started watching it with my wife, and I couldn't, you know, last 15 minutes. I thought it was so whack. I don't think this guy's a good actor. I've never really been a fan of his. He does the stupid shit that we're not going to do. So if you want to see stupid shit, go see Logan Paul. Because
exactly.
And we ain't got time for that. We're professionals up in here. So Long story short, this guy, this idiot, really, he goes with his group of friends, and he strategically plans to go. He's in Japan, the country of Japan, and he goes to what is called the Suicide Forest. Now, hence the name Suicide. It's a place where people, the Japanese people, right now is suffering of really, really high, and they've been for years now. They suffer from a high rate of suicide, high suicide rate. And people go to this forest and they commit suicide. It's nothing like to joke about. Like even just saying it now, I don't see how this anyone can joke about this shit. So this asshole,
wow.
Not only does he go over to the forest and he films it with his crew, he films the body. Like he's showing people, millions of kids, because it's really kids that watch his show, his programs, channel, whatever. And he's showing them a dead body.
What? And those guys have committed suicide.
Yeah, those people committed suicide. So the body, yeah. Like this person, a couple of hours ago, committed suicide. And this idiot is filming it and posting it on YouTube.
That is not cool. Oh, that is not cool.
It gets worse. It gets worse. So the guy, he supposedly, right? And he says it in the video, I think, because I saw it once. You don't even want to see it. It's disgusting. But he says that the reason he did it, or the reason he thought about it, or, you know, why even do all this crazy shit, is because he wanted to bring awareness to the problem, right? So he's talking, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you can clearly see him laugh and chuckle about it. Like, he says something like,
what?
Like, don't quote me, but he says something like, oh, my God, like, there's a dead body over there. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, this shit caused an uproar on the internet. There was memes. There was YouTube illustrators and you know, people do art that destroyed this guy. People on Twitter, celebrities, a bunch of people were like, yo, this guy is garbage. Like, garbage.
Wow. Wow. Of course.
What do you
That's terrible. But what I think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's disgusting. First of all, you do not play with those. Actually, I mean, they were people that were alive at one point. You don't know why they did the things that they did afterwards, you know, like commit suicide. But in order to bring awareness about suicide, that's not the way to do it. And you do not especially put it on social media so that you can get likes. Okay, because that's the first thing that's going to happen.
Right.
But also, you know, he's targeting people that, like kids, for example. You know, kids do the dumbest things. Just look at this Tide Pod thing. You know, they're going to experiment, and they're not going to understand that.
What's Tide Pod, by the way? What is that for people that are listening that don't know what that is?
Tide Pods are the stuff for the detergent from Tide. I don't want to be, you know, saying too much because they're not sponsors of ours.
That is awesome.
But since people are doing stupid things with it, then I might as well just say it. But these things are little. They look like candy. That's what they look like. They look like candy.
I know what you're talking about. They're the detergent pods. Which, by the way, that stuff has existed since I was a kid, right?
Exactly.
And that shit has always been a problem. Like, yo, how are you going to, first of all, there's two issues that I see there. I just mean to interrupt real quick. Number one,
no problem.
Yo, parent, really? Ain't you have enough shelving high, enough ivory to put that shit away so your kid doesn't reach it? And number two, kid, yo, how young and how dumb are you to think that that's candy? Like, the moment that you your mouth, that's sweet to you, that's delicious to you, automatically swallow that shit. Like, isn't your natural instinct to like you know,
exactly. Like, so you can just imagine that, you know, we look at it that way. So these kids right now, they're such idiots. They're actually bringing it to a challenge. So I guess the more you can eat, the winner. I mean, what are you winning? I don't get it. And there's actually been death already associated to it. People are getting sick.
What's it called?
Tide Pod Challenge, actually.
Tide Pod Challenge. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so stupid. It's just very stupid. I even told, I even told my kids, listen, don't be stupid enough to do that.
I'm glad you talked to them, because that's, you know, as a parent, we have to talk to our kids, yeah. Man.
I said, it's not worth it. You know, no. Yeah, you see that? That is disgusting. So if anybody's listening on what we were just talking about, the Tide Pod Challenge, and you want to know more about it, go ahead and Google it. If you have children and you are buying these products, go ahead and talk to them, speak to them. I have purchased this not long ago, and they're wonderful. You know, they save you even money.
Yo, I use it. My wife and I use it, and I smell sufficient acclaim.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing. But you know what I do? I put it really up high, even though my daughter knows good, you know, she knows not to do that. But I put it up all on really high up where she cannot even take that or anybody else in here, because I do have teenagers, and these people are teenagers, the ones that are doing this right now.
Idiota.
So, yeah. So, you know. I put it up high on top of the
That's what you need to bring back the chancletazos.
Yep. Exactamente. Exactamente. And it's like, how stupid can you be to think that you're going to be accepted, or that you have to do this challenge and get yourself more likes on YouTube or social media? I mean, seriously. Seriously, I'm pretty sure there's other talents.
But so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where did it originate? Like, who started this shit?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to look into it more, because they are talking about it more in depth in the news. There are going to be articles, I guess, coming out about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already in an article, girl. Like, I'm right now in the Washington Post, and the title goes, teens, you're right, teens are daring each other to eat Tide Pods. See? All right. We don't need to tell you that's a bad idea.
Of course. I read that one. I was cracking up too.
Oh my.
When I read it.
Okay, so this is a thing. Okay, so yeah, that goes back to what we were saying. Like, we're not going to be doing dumb shit. And just for you to not do dumb shit either. You really need to ask yourself, like, there's, you know, somebody said it. I'm going to find that quote, and we're going to talk about it in the future, which I heard it yesterday. And the guy said something around the line where he doesn't blame the people that do it. He blames the platform, like YouTube, because he's saying that the algorithm, with the way that it works, is all about what you mentioned, right? So if that's the goal, it's the goal is, okay, likes and stuff like that, then really the mentality is – and people that are naive's mentality is, I need to do whatever it takes to get likes.
Of course. Of course. But you know what? Exactly what you said. This is why people, this is going, I mean, let me just say something to you. You remember when I was just talking to you about how in the music world, they don't understand how the elder artists already have made a platform for everybody, and they, you know, they did what they did. Their stories are already told. So people don't really have to be stupid enough to go back and do the shit that they did, because it's already been there. It's done. Just go ahead and do better things for yourself. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying. You know, that's how they actually get even bigger. YouTube, Facebook, social media. I mean, it's a great marketing. It's a great advertisement place. But you know what? Don't you think that they're also saying, okay, let me see how far these people, these idiots go, so that we can actually get out there even more. And then we'll just say, oh, sorry, you know, we gotta just close you down because everybody's complaining about you.
Let's have some fun. Because this is getting serious. Name 10 artists with the name Lil, L-I-L, in their names. So 10 rappers with Lil in their names. Go.
Oh, my God. I'm not so good at this. Okay, so, of course, Lil Wayne.
Duh.
Okay. Lil is a
Lil. What?
Wait. Oh, my God. What's the other? Lil Juicy. Actually, I said, Wayne, you, this is not good.
I'm giving you a huge hit. What? Yeah. Come on.
Sorry, I got a phone call on my phone. The recording dropped.
Okay.
So I'm in it. Let's see. Okay. I don't want to Google this. I want to like really do it from my head. The 10 rappers with
You weren't supposed to Google. It'll be cheating. But anyway,
I'm not Googling it. I'm saying I want to see it from my head. So I tell
you. Real quick. If you're cool with it, do you mind putting your phone like on the notification all the way on the top, like do not disturb? That way, if somebody calls, or do you need to just if you don't have to answer the call, that's cool.
Wait, let me see. Where do I do that?
You have an Android, right?
No, I have an iPhone. That's why it's so hard. Let me see if I can do that. I have to see where I find that. I don't know. Is that airplane mode? I don't know. What do I do here? I'll look for it. I'll look for it while we talk.
Don't worry about it. We'll deal with that later. Keep with your thing. So you got Lil Jon. I'm sorry. The second one. That was the hint I was trying to give you.
Lil Jon. Lil Wayne.
What?
Oh, you know who I know? Lil Uzi.
Okay, that's three.
My girl, Lil Kim.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh my God, then that's it. I don't know anybody else.
Yes, 10 are pretty hard. Do one last one. Just think of all these new, I call them Skittle rappers because they're so fucking colorful.
Yes. Oh my God. Let me see.
I got another one. I got another hint for you. He used to be Lil, but now he ain't Lil no more.
Bow Wow?
Yep.
That's true. Oh my God. How can I forget about him? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Lil Bow Wow. That's right. Okay, so I did good.
Yeah, you did great, actually. Yeah.
I did good.
Yes.
Oh my God. This put me like to tremble. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I forgetting all my artists now?
Come on, girl. You gotta be ready for y'all. Hold on, Lil Jon. I'm YouTubing it right now. Hold on. One second. Here we go.
Hey.
Y'all got to go. We taking over this club tonight. Lil Jon East Side Boys. Hey, yeah, yeah. Let's get this thing crawling.
Love it.
Oh my goodness.
You're taking it back. Taking it back. Woo! Love that song.
Taking it back. Yo, what year that came out?
That was not the 90s. That was a 2000 something. 2014, 15, I should say.
I think it was 2000s, before 2010. I think it was.
You think so?
Yeah. So,
wow.
To this topic real quick, I call them again Skittle rappers because they're hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying? You were saying, that these old school artists, like, reiterate what you were saying.
What I've always said, especially to my children who are, you know, they love entertainment and it's in my blood, of course. I've always told them something. I have a 19-year-old who, you know, since he was a little kid, he could write lyrics and he loves performing and, you know, he's a lot like me. And he's taken the part about rapping. And I'm going to take him, for example, and some other upcoming artists that I used to deal with as artist development, which, by the way, there's no artist development anymore, which is stupid, and that's why we see the things that we see today. What I'm talking about is we go back to the era that we were in Washington Heights, for example. Growing up, we saw so many things that these rappers out there, this hip-hop world, you know, were fighting for, to be heard, you know, for their voices to come out. They went through hell.
Were you talking about people that made mixtapes and they were selling it all out there? Not even the trucks, because in New York, they was out there hustling,
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say, too, is that when we go back to the streets, yeah, there was gangs. And that, look, I was part of that. Hey, let me go down on the car because they're shooting at us right now. But let me tell you what's the problem. The problem is today, they don't have to do that. Why are you being so stupid? Instead of focusing on real good music, you want to be out there shooting people. You know, you want to be out there doing all these stupidity because you feel that rap or music in itself has to have that kind of story. That's not the kind of story that you need to be portraying out there. And that's what I'm trying to tell a lot of these kids. Do something else.
Well, I think what happens is that hip hop, exactly going with what you were saying, is it originated as a poetic way to describe their lifestyles, and their lifestyles was drugs and, you know, sex and all this other crazy shit, because that's all they knew. That was their inner circle. So they can only talk about what they know. You know, how are they going to talk about, you know, the living in Bel Air and stuff like that? They don't know that life. So I think what's going on is it's unfortunately, you know, that's where hip hop kind of grew. That's where it came from. And there was gangster rap. There was even, you know, a genre for gangster rap and shit. So I think what happens now is rappers and hip hop artists, I really think they get shit from people when they're not from there. Look at Drake, for example. Drake got a little bit of heat when he came out because he's from Degrassi. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that one.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, and in my mind, and everybody, you know, smart enough to know that, it was like, yo, what the hell does it matter if he did Degrassi? That's actually better. He's successful. Like, he's not only he's an actor. You know what I'm saying? No, you want this nigga to be, you know, con cicatrices, with scars. And
because that's what they know. You see what I'm saying? That's the point that I'm trying to make, is that these guys that are coming out here with nice stuff, you know, they're talking all the real things that are happening now. No, you want to go back to, yo, no, let me shoot that nigga right now. That's what I'm sorry I'm saying the word, but, you know, we out there, we got to say how it is, you know. And let me tell you, and that's why I am putting it out there, because I'm so tired of that. I see so much talent that has been, you know, thrown away because they don't want to really show the true talent that they have inside of them, because they think that they need to portray something else. And this is one thing that I wanna say. I always tell them, you know, do you really think that the people that are performing right now on stage, that's the real life when they close their doors in their homes? And that's something that you have to understand. A lot of them are not like that. A lot of them don't do it. And you know who was I think it was Wiz Khalifa that he had put on his Instagram, and I loved it. With him and his son, they were singing a real old song that somebody, you know, it was like, oh my God, from the 70s, and not rap, but I'm talking about like songs that this little boy, he had taught his son how to appreciate music. And that just melts my heart, because not only is he teaching him, you know, every genre out there, but he's teaching his son to be, you know what? Story is already told. You can do anything you want. If you want to listen to Elvis Presley right now and sing your heart out, just do it. And, you know, and that's something that, you know, is great. It's great that he does that. And that's what I tell everybody. Everyone that you see on stage will probably say the same thing that I'm telling my kids now to their own kids. And that's something that they have to know, because these people went through hell to get, you know, to open doors for everybody else. But like you said, look at Drake. He got all that stuff after him. He was called so many names because still society has the other mentality, unfortunately.
Yeah. So speak a little bit more about like what you were saying about development, artist development. Like, what is that? Like, how's that work?
Artist development, in the past, for example, I'm going to put my example out there. So there's an artist, and an artist has the talent. They're up. Hey, I'm back.
I don't know what happened this time. I think it was
I could hear, but it was, I don't know, from your end, I couldn't.
All right, cool. So let me record for the last time, and then let's close, because I'm getting a little bit, to be honest with you. All right, second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Sorry about that. Again, we're still trying to figure this thing out. We're ironing out all the kinks as we go. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Again, the point is to not be afraid to get your feet wet and do something, right, Dee?
Of course. And boy, do we know about that. We're go-getters.
yeah, which we're going to be talking about. Let's recap. Let's talk about what, like, people can expect from listening to this radio station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to go ahead first?
You go first. Ladies first, always.
Okay, so what can people expect from this radio station? I think, and we were talking about this earlier, I love the fact that we can say and do what we can. And one of the things that is in our hearts is knowledge. and also personal experiences to bring out there to people and, you know, have everyone comment on it, have everyone join us, just bring it out there the right way. You know, not the way that others are doing it where they're bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because that's the truth.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Like we talked about that earlier, and I'm not gonna mention it here, right here, right now. What we're gonna do because it's a surprise. Talked offline about that. We're gonna do something that I think is gonna be really fun for us to do, and I think you guys are gonna get a kick out of it. I think it's gonna be best if you see it on our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, rather than audio because it is more like a visual type of thing. But stay tuned to that because that's going to be hilarious, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and also to add to what you were saying is absolutely right. Like the whole point of everything here is exactly what you mentioned, is to show our progress, how we do what we do so that you can learn from the mistakes that we did and you don't, you know, do the same mistakes. You don't commit the same errors and mistakes that we did. We're really here to facilitate everything for you. And, you know, we are for the community. We're here for service. You know, we have talents and skills. So a lot of our talents and skills are alike. But I have some that I'm really strong and specific about, just like you're strong and specific about. And so we're going to discuss all of that. And we're going to have fun. Right? I think we talked about that too, right? Yes,
that's the best thing is, you know, to have fun. You know, to come together and become a family. That's what we are, a family. So we're going to do it. And just so you know, everybody that's out there to understand, you know, God is really good. He brings people at the right time. It's not our time. You know, it's not what we want it to happen. You know, this is something that is in our heart for a long time. A long, long time. You know what? I mean, that's why I'm saying just to bring our personal stories out there and just, you know, be having fun, but also get serious at times because we want you guys to understand that, you know, there are paths out there that are, you know, take time and that are hard and we're all growing. We all go through stuff, but we're here as a family and we're here to learn, to laugh, to cry, everything. So that's what everybody's going to be expecting. And I'm very excited. And I'm in love with this right now. So I'm good.
Yeah, this is pretty dope because just like the website said before we went live, we were reading more about Anchor. And it's all about making podcasts and radio stations and get your message out to the world in a simpler way, right? And we feel the same way. Yeah, we've gone through a little bit of interruptions. But come on, it's our very first recording. Like, it's not that serious, guys, you know. but yeah, I want to just agree with everything you said, and I also just want to add support. We're here to support each other, and we ask a favor. In order for us to grow and in order for us to, you know, reach those people that God, again, like you said, wants us to reach and touch and 'cause these messages, maybe not the entire podcast or the entire – recording is for some people, but there's snippets, right? Yeah. There's, I needed to hear that. Or, right? So what we're asking, what I'm trying to get at is we need you to please share this with your circle. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it with everybody. Share. Because, again, you don't know who needs to listen to what we're talking about or who, you know, you want to add a little bit about that?
Oh, of course. I mean, let me tell you, a lot of the things that have happened in my life is because I take in a lot from, let me rephrase that. I take in small things here and there from everything that I have done in my past and I'm doing in my present and I will be doing in the future. How do I do that? Hey, you do that too, Fernando. We get resources. And just because I don't like something that I'm listening to, I kid you not, maybe 50% or even less from one conversation I have heard and something that I've listened to, I've taken it with me. And maybe at that time I'm like, oh God, I don't know what they're talking about, but whatever. And then you know what? I put it into work and I'm like, shit, this is what they were saying. This is what was happening. So, you know, exactly what you said is amazing that you said that because I want everybody to understand you don't need to like us. We don't care if you don't. We love it. We do. But listen to it. Listen to it because I'm pretty sure one thing that is going to be said in what we discuss from here on is going to help you in the long run, or it's not, and it's going to be like, what, whatever. But you know what? You're going to use it one day. And I'm telling you right now, mark my words, you'll come back and tell us one day, yo, you know what? What we listened to that day was true. So, yeah. You know, and that's what we're going to be here for. I'm very excited. Like I said, you don't know how excited I am, Fernando. This is like exciting. You know, I see it happening already, and I can't wait for everybody then to tune into a YouTube channel that is going to be, you know, amazing. You know, we have good things coming, and I'm just glad. I'm glad this is our first one. Like you said, sorry for the inconvenience. We're learning. We're going to get this going really good, and just wish us well, right? Pray for us.
Exactly. And just to also to conclude and everything, what can you expect from us? A lot of things, really. But I think the core, like you said in the beginning and when we introduce ourselves, is to gain knowledge, right? Yes. So we're just – and we'll go into detail in another episode, right? But we're both entrepreneurs at heart, and we both really like to help other people grow. Me specifically, I like to help people with their businesses, and I think we're both very good at looking at whether you're an artist or whether you're, again, my example of a sushi restaurant. What you're talking here, you know what I'm saying? How can you be on the front page of Google? How can you have millions of people downloading your music? How can you do that? And we have ideas, and we have